Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Hollywood Casino Press Box, featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Hey, go ahead, Lucas with a K over here on the board. Where's Plowhawk?
Lucas Jones?
Civic Memorial?
Or CBC?
Second baseman, outfielder, little shortstop, little three bag. Corner outfield.
What was your favorite position to play in baseball?
I mean, shortstop, you get all the action, so I guess okay, that. But I also enjoyed the outfield, even though I never really played the outfield.
He's like Manny Machado. He wants to play short, get all the ground balls.
Lucas on the controls. Chuck's over here. Chuck Marlowe in a little early. Frank's on assignment. Brian Hoffman. This is still Hollywood Casino Press Box. Coming up in the noon hour, our Wednesday visit with Strick. He's at the rink today.
He's got to sit down with Vlad.
I was going to say, this is more of an excused absence. When the team was terrible, we're like, what are you doing at the rink for? These guys are done. Now, it's like, I got to sit down with Tarasenko, Berube, and I. Some people call him Bay Ruby. Have you heard that?
Bay
Ruby. Ruby.
Like Beirut?
Yeah, it sounds a little like Beirut.
Is it like B-A-E, the way the kids say, you're my bae, like you're my girlfriend?
He'd probably have a lot of fun with that.
You're my squeeze. Yeah, he seems like the type that would really enjoy being called bae.
What's up, bae?
Speaking of low-key, not giving you much at the microphone, doesn't matter. Winning coach, doesn't have to say a lot. Winning goalie, doesn't have to say a lot. But after last night's exchange with Jim Thomas after the game, where JT more or less said, is it nerve-wracking when you're playing in these kind of games? He said, do I look nervous?
Yes.
And Jim's like, no. And he said, there's your answer. I said, maybe this guy is stealth confidence, like he's got this, and he's kind of playing all of us with this low-key persona. Maybe he gets in the car and says, that's right, eat it, everybody.
I now am in that camp. Just from interviewing Bennington, Winnington, Benner, Benny, 4, 5, 6 times, I feel like he's very smart. He knows what he's doing. He doesn't want to be the guy who sits there and holds court, but he's very polite about it. But as you said, he's kind of going to be the silent assassin with real short quips. And I think deep down, he's very funny, very smart, very sarcastic. That's the read that I get.
Here is an assembled
compilation.
Thank you. I don't know what word I was looking for, but it doesn't matter. This is the Blues actual website. They tweeted out the best of Benner.
So he'll be excited.
Only one of two goaltenders to have a shutout in their NHL debut in St. Louis Blues history.
Cool. Oh, that's pretty cool.
I guess when you think about your first career start in the National Hockey League, that's almost about as perfect a way to think of it.
Yeah, I'll definitely take that one. Yeah, I'm a pretty calm guy. No, I'm staying pretty cool right now.
Yeah, I just try to stay calm.
Excited for tonight, huh?
Yeah. Got the start coming.
That's quite a path you're on. That's two more shutouts than I ever had. Great work, big guy.
Did you almost didn't want the break? I mean, would you rather have just kept playing?
No, a break was not. You know what? I'm pretty happy right now.
Getting the start tonight is a testament to hard work and also perseverance.
Sure.
You're a man of few words. I know that after the last game in Philadelphia.
We battled hard in the penalty kill there, and we're happy.
We wanted to hear more from the victorious goaltender, but apparently we cannot.
You look like you're living the dream here. Can you keep this up?
We'll see.
Is it nerve-wracking to you? You're a flat liner, but it seems pretty exciting hockey.
Do I look nervous?
No.
What's your answer?
He always kind of has like a little smile too. Like he knows exactly what he's doing.
I have a take though.
Oh.
Because yesterday,
Chuck's got a take.
Listen, as Martin discussed when he wasn't so overcome with anger because they had given Michael Delzato number 42.
There was a lot of rage.
There was a lot of rage against the machine there, but we talked about the fact that how about Benner actually talking morning of a game, which I think goalies should do. You're playing a hockey game. You're a goalie. You're not going to combat, okay? But I think from listening to that clip, if you ask Jordan Binnington an open-ended question, he will start talking and he'll give you that nice, whatever it is, 15, 17-second answer you're looking for. However, if you ask him a yes-no question, he's going to respond yes or no. And I think he's kind of going back at the media like, all right, if you're going to ask me yes-no, that's how I'm going to respond. I'm not going to keep going. Ask me a question and allow me to expand.
So he's watched a lot of Greg Popovich post-game press conferences.
I think there's a little bit of that.
But it is the media's job to ask questions that he will expound on. And it's very possible he just doesn't want to talk about himself, correct?
Right. What I'm saying is, if you ask a savvy media vet like Adam Wainwright a yes-no question, he will still give you a 36-second answer because he knows the game. And I think Binnington is kind of playing the game right now. Like, if you ask me a yes-no question, I'm going to respond with a yes or no.
So he's got to walk up to him through mic and go, so, Binner, goalie? And then to see where he goes with it.
There you go.
That was the old Rams Wednesday when everybody showed up with their microphones just to eat a free lunch. And they'd grab their microphones. And then every once in a while, when Marsha Faulk would be holding court, which wasn't every week, people would shove their mics in front of him and they'd say, got Atlanta this week. He'd say, yeah, we do. What about them? Fair follow-up. Binner now 15-2-1. Silent assassin, Chuck.
I love it.
Silent assassin. Blues go 4-1 versus Nashville. And I think since the playoff loss a couple of years ago and then some of the games down there, didn't you get the sense the last couple of years that Nashville not only had the upper hand in terms of head-to-head, but that they were better than the Blues and were a team that was ascending? I mean, they went to the Cup Final last year.
Maybe in their heads a little bit?
Yeah, you felt like Nashville kind of had the Blues number. Now, for a while, there was this run. I think the Blues won like 18 in a row. There was some crazy streak. We can get to that at the end of the day. That gives Hoff an hour to figure out what Martin's talking about. There was a stretch. I'm telling you, I think they won like 15 in a row over Nashville, dominated them. But now the tide has turned, and almost in the last 2.5 weeks.
I'd like to take it further. It's not just a hockey thing. It wasn't just a Blues versus Preds thing. If you go back a couple years, it was a St. Louis versus Nashville. They're getting everything we want thing. They were being talked about with Amazon HQ2. We were having their columnists, Joe Rex wrote on, all those people, and they're talking about Crane City, and MLS wants to be there, and we were losing the Rams, and we lost that series.
What a great hockey town Nashville right? is. They're so wild about their team.
Everybody was talking about the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Who is going to sing the national anthem?
Yep.
Which country music superstar? It was almost an indictment of St. Louis. It was bigger than hockey, and now we're flipping the script, baby.
Yeah, we got Cranes.
We might get MLS.
We might. You got MLS. We might.
Cortex.
You got city-county merger back in the 60s. We're talking about it.
Matt Wieters.
Yeah.
We got a backup catcher.
Did Nashville have Matt Wieters? And we stole them. They really Boom. Wanted it. The Sounders really wanted him. Or what's their team? The Sound?
Sure.
Nashville Sound. AAA maybe. We'll check on that.
AAA, maybe Reds. You think they wanted Wieters and we got him?
All I'm saying
is, you're right. It's bigger than just hockey.
We're flipping the script. Things are going well. We needed a good storyline for the winter, and the Blues are providing it. Yesterday, being there for pregame, you could honestly feel the energy, and then you're watching it on TV. It's the oldest cliche in the book. These teams don't like each other, playoff atmosphere, but it actually was.
As Army said yesterday, well, I don't want to say they're easy to hate. I'm like, i.e., they're easy to hate.
100%.
And Subban, the perfect villain. He's hitting people, and the fans start chanting, Subban sucks. That's the best since the C chord sucks chant back in the old arena days. Not that everything's the old days, Chuck, in this town. I love it, and I hope to God that they meet in the playoffs in the first round, because you don't want to get jammed up with Winnipeg, get knocked out, and not see these country buggers.
But a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, when the Blues made their run to the West Final, they did take down the big bad Blackhawks in the first round and moved on. You bring up the arena all over social media today. What, 20th anniversary of the demolition of the old barn?
We were talking about some of our favorite games in there, and then I said, what about great concerts, Frank? We all went to concerts. When the big tour came to town, it was at the arena, and Frank said, I didn't smoke pot, so I didn't go to any of those shows. I said, well, I wasn't smoking pot. I was like 14, but I saw Steve Miller. I saw Van Halen. I saw The Who. Bruce Springsteen, all in that. But you didn't have to smoke pot.
Were you smoking cigs?
No.
Dipping?
No.
Couple beers? Sneak a couple beers from mom and dad's cabinet,
vodka.
Maybe?
Probably. You know liquor? What it was? When you were in high school, if you went to the old arena, it was right across from Forest Park, there was always a party at Stone Bridge. There's Ooh. One Stone Bridge over there, and I don't know if people would just stick their coolers there earlier in the day. But the word would just kind of spread. You know, now on Facebook, a kid's house gets taken over by a party because everybody on Facebook knows that kid's having a party. Back in the day, the word would spread. Party at Stonebridge. Party at Stonebridge. And everybody would meet there. And my friends wanted to leave the Monday Night Miracle early to go to Stonebridge. And I said, can't leave a hockey. It's a playoff game. We stuck it out, baby, and we were there to see the dramatic win.
And I'm checking out Fox 2 now. Our Twitter site, of course, puts out the video. We had multiple camera angles. We had Bomarito Automotive Skyfox, the above aerial footage of the demo of the building. And then we had the ground level. It's cool to watch that. And from now on, every time I see a building being demolished, what's the first thing you think of? You think of in Atlanta when they took down the old football stadium and the TV camera crew probably set up there all day long. They got the great shot. And then what happens?
Probably had meetings for weeks.
Oh, probably scouted that spot. And then the city bus parks right in front of their shot and absolutely ruins it. And it's just great television.
And the photographer says, bleep, 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 bleep. It's unbelievable. It's like 3, 2, and he's got his camera locked. And you're like, oh, this is going to be cool. I love seeing a good implosion. We all love a good implosion. Can't help it. And the bus just literally goes.
Perfect timing.
Right in front.
Almost like the other competing TV station maybe sent the bus there.
Sounds like a Casey Kasem thing. They
That's
do
something
that.
Frank yeah. would do back in the day.
Park Mike Bush front. Driving the bus.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Did I block your shot? 3, 2. You should find that video that Chuck's talking about. More Blues talk with Strick, plus our breakdown, of course. A lot of Cardinal topics to get to. Rick Ankiel, we'd wonder what happened to him. We got an update. From Derek Gould, Miles Michaelis, did they overpay? And if they did, should you care? But first, a little bit of business.
Mardi Gras is back, and they're bringing back the Blues Alumni Experience, Martin, this year, which means you can share a drink with the biggest names in Blues history in a heated tent directly on the parade route. All-inclusive pass. You can hear those legendary Blues tell not-safe-for-TV stories from their playing days mm-hmm. while you enjoy an open bar, lunch buffet, and a bubble hockey tournament. Go to stlmardigras.org for more information. And another reminder that next week, March the 7th, TMA Live, Hot Shots in O'Fallon, Illinois. You can get your Doug Suspension t-shirt or win a chance to have a dinner with Doug. You got to pick up your raffle from a 590 staff member. The names will be drawn, and then a trivia contest will determine the winner. That is next week, March the 7th, Hot Shots O'Fallon on the Illinois side, east of the Mississippi, O'Fallon, Illinois.
All right, coming up, it's the Coveted Hour, Midday Grind on deck on 590 The Fan.